more than that, he is our Savior. Even his name proclaims that marvelous truth. Jesus' Hebrew name was Jehoshua, which means the Lord saves. Before Jesus was born, the angel told Joseph what to name the baby. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. At last, a Savior, a light to all who walk in darkness, hope to those who are without hope. The prophet Jeremiah spoke of this hope centuries before when he said, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord." Tonight we celebrate the birth of a baby, the coming of our King, and the beginning of hope for all mankind, all in one person, Jesus Christ, God's only Son. For our redemption began in the stable in Bethlehem, when hope, in the form of a baby, came down to earth. Rejoice. Our King has come, Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't it fascinating that during the season of the year, the world stops and shifts its mood from tension and anxiety to one of celebration and joyful expectation, when we realize that the King has come to be among his people? There is joy and a sense that someone greater than ourselves has graciously invaded our lives to the point that we discover we are not as important as we once thought. At this realization, others suddenly become more important. Compassion and mercy grow within us as the all-consuming love of our King, the one on whom our hearts are fixed, begins to flow through us. It is as if the King's arrival has brought the very atmosphere of heaven down to earth. Even those who don't know the King realize that something is different. We can feel it all around us.
I hear the bells that ring loud and clear.
the story that everyone knows. It's the story of the baby in a manger, Jesus. An angel appeared to Mary and Joseph to tell them they would soon be earthly parents of the Son of God. Then an angel in the heavenly host proclaimed Jesus' birth to the shepherds. The star announced his birth to the wise men. Each of these miraculous events was orchestrated by God himself to announce the birth of his son. He didn't tell the whole world at once. He didn't need to. Remember, the angel said this was good news of great joy. This kind of news can spread quickly by word of mouth. One person tells another, who tells another, who tells another, until we all have heard. It was such great news that in time, all the world would know. God knew that his son would mend broken lives, change hearts, heal the sick, and bring salvation to all who would believe in him. In short, this small child would change the world forever.
Thank you.
It was quiet now, after an exhausting trip to Bethlehem, anxious hours searching for shelter in a crowded city, and a visit by excited shepherds. Mary was finally alone with her son. She reflected on all that had happened. The initial visit by the angel Gabriel and the shepherds' stories about the host of angels was overwhelming and a bit unreal. However, she knew very well it was real. He was here, flesh and blood in her arms, just as much human as any other baby, yet he was God as well. It was just too much to take in, yet she felt at peace. Even in that dirty stable, she felt safe and secure as she cradled God's son. And in that quiet moment, she closed her eyes and marveled at all that God had done. Mary and Joseph grew in their understanding regarding the child that God had given them to raise. The testimonies of Simeon and Anna, whom they had met at the temple a few days after Jesus' birth, revealed to them something of his destiny, words which both encouraged and troubled them. Those tender moments Mary spent with her newborn son were not to last forever. He would quickly grow as a young man. He would begin to fulfill God's plan for his life here on earth. Some months after he was born, Magi from the east came to the house where the family was living. They had been guided there by a star. The Magi were a priestly tribe who, because of their wisdom and experience in math, science, and astrology, were advisors to the kings of Persia. They were revered in their own country, and their job was to serve the king. God had led them to Jesus by means of a star that they, astrologers, would recognize as significant. God had led them to see and to worship the King of Kings. As Mary watched them lay lavish treasures before her son of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, she realized that her young son, the one she still held and cuddled to her breast, was more than a baby. He was a king.
They heard about a birth there, an anointed holy one, born to be Messiah, God's only begotten Son. That little baby, he was born of a virgin,
he was sent as a Savior, sent to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, oh, let the hallelujahs ring. That little
bright and starry night. Shepherds came to see that child beneath that star so bright. That baby in a manger in a little Jewish town. One day will rule this universe, creation will bow down.
That little baby, he was born of the virgin. He was sent out to save the sinner.
Savior is born. God is with us. Rejoice, for Christ was born this night.
Tiny heart, no.
the season that makes it so unique. At Christmas, more than any other time of year, we speak about peace, about joy, about goodwill toward men by saying Merry Christmas. Many think that they are spreading the words of the season that everyone feels and expresses this time of year. Yet these words are not part of our Christmas vocabulary by chance. These words were first spoken by angels in the book of Luke. And the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. After telling the good tidings, more angels appeared and said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. You see, these words had implications, a significant meaning for each and every person who would ever live. So whether they realize it or not, Christians speaking those words today are part of that story. What story, you ask? Why, it is the greatest story ever told.
So great a grace brought to life the